everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited because my good friend Alicia Power is here with us, and oh my goodness, I always love and enjoy talking with Alicia and receiving so much information and wisdom and teachings and energies from Alicia and her team. So I'm so glad that they're here with us today. They're going to be talking about how your past life fears stop you, the big themes of our past lives, ways to learn what your biggest fears are from past lives, how your past lives have dictated any heavy karma, how these biggest past life challenges trigger your choices to grow, how current circumstances show up what is still left to be cleared. So it's going to be a really interesting conversation. And Alicia and her team always do some sort of process, whether it's guided meditation or a guided process of some sort. So I know we're going to be doing that as well. And for those of you who may not know Alicia, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Like I said, I'm so grateful to have her with us. It's always such an honor and blessing and so much fun. And I absolutely love Alicia. So she is a master healer and spirit telepath. Alicia has been trained directly by creator being spirit tutors for the past 23 years to understand the steps of real spiritual awakening and enlightenment. She has been intensely initiated by the CEO levels of the spirit dimensions to hold extremely high frequency light, and the super light activates in listeners awakenness, empowerment, and soul evolution. After 40 years of spiritual mastery training and teaching as a profound healer and awakener, Alicia is an ambassador for these creator beings. She is their voice, their extension, offering individuals fast acceleration into real higher soul evolution and fulfillment of their soul expression. Alicia is a prolific author of courses, articles, lectures, trainings, YouTube videos, and she has over 58,000 Twitter followers. She is revealing a new path to power to those who are ready, using a frequency never before available to humans. A light frequency born from beyond all universes and above all shadow. So as we join collectively in this radiant light healing circle, I invite you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, allow yourself to receive the teachings, the wisdom, the energies from Alicia and her team, as well as the energies that are flowing right now from my team for all of your highest good and benefit. So I welcome you and invite you to open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Alicia to the show. Alicia, welcome.
Yes, thank you so much, Alara. It's such a privilege to be here. And, you know, one of the reasons, as you were exactly saying, is that we're stepping into the presence of these extraordinary teams of light beings who want to inform us. They want to train us. They want us to step up into our higher soul self in this lifetime. That's what they want to do. And like yourself and myself, we love to pass on the training, pass on the teaching from them. And it's like going up in an elevator. You know, we can all go up together, you know, just holding hands and going up higher and higher into light and fulfilling our soul destiny and our soul purpose in this lifetime by increasing our light quotient, increasing the frequency of light in our auric fields, and thus becoming more intelligent with every moment, you know, the way that we react to every moment. So big hugs, you know, to you, Alara, and big hugs to everybody on this call. We're up, going up in the elevator together today. I'm so excited. Hey. I'm profoundly excited by this topic. I was preparing this content with my spirit tutors just before we began this call, and just welcome everyone into the space, everyone that's coming on this call, because this space is about to get really very, very, very powerful. Just very quickly, the spirit teams that I play with and that I've been trained by for over 23 years now are creator-level spirit tutors. These guys oversee not just this universe of spirit. You know, I'm not talking human universe, I'm talking spirit universe. They oversee a multitude of universes. In fact, many of the beings that I work with are not even connected, way above anyone who's even overseeing universes. So they are very, very high in light frequency. So just sitting and listening to any of the talks that I deliver and any of the courses and recordings of talks that I've delivered in the past and workshops, online workshops, you'll be getting downloaded extremely high frequency light, which changes your electromagnetic constitution, the aura that is surrounding you, that is interwoven through your being, through your body, your soul body. So the texture and the fabric and the light waves that hold your consciousness are going to upgrade in intelligence just through listening for an hour and a half, and being part of this frequency today. So that's why I'm welcoming you into the space. It's already an initiation into high light. So the topic today, everybody, holding on to your seats, putting on your safety belts, because we're about to go into something incredibly powerful. And I'm just totally thrilled and delighted that I'm holding hands with Alara today. We're about to jump, you know, sort of like jump off a cliff and just learn to fly, right? We're just going to feel our wings and fly. You know, the topic is how your past life fears stop you. And I just want to just pause for a moment, and I'd love everyone to feel into their lives, because this is really a very, very powerful topic. And the reason is that you and I, all of us today, and you listening, each one of you listening, are standing at the end of a very long tunnel, of a very long timeline, of a very long path of experiences. We've already had a long path of experiences in this lifetime, right from the moment we were born and through childhood and our lives, you know, the moments of our lives, the memories of our lives in this lifetime. And then we've had thousands, if not more, cycles of lifetimes. And each one we started off, you know, as a child, usually. We started off as a child and we learnt and we experienced huge challenges, and we made decisions within those challenges, and we left that lifetime in a huge variety and array of experiences in that moment of leaving. Sometimes it was very intense, sometimes it was very still and calm the moment we left that lifetime. But thousands of them, cycle after cycle after cycle, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And I'm just going to say that I've had 25 years of partnering with spirit technicians. I'm a soul archaeologist, and for 25 years I've partnered with spirit auric technicians who've gone into the auric field of customers of clients. And I've partnered with these spirit technicians for 25 years and followed them as they've traveled into the Akashic records, into the history of a soul, and read that history of those thousands of lifetimes, and traveled deep and deep into those Akashic records, into the deepest moments of that soul, of that customer's, of that client's soul history, of the deepest moments, where there were moments where a major shock happened to the soul, that vast eternal soul, a shock happened to it, because it was passing through a moment in those thousands of lifetimes. It was passing through a moment that shocked it, that touched it so profoundly with a feeling of, you know, where the soul was unawares and it came across something that hurt it really badly. And so my spirit tutors, again, like for 25 years, we have traveled into these Akashic records of a person and found these deepest moments. Because through every soul existence, through every lifetime, through every single one of those lifetimes, there will be moments, and multiple moments. We know in this lifetime there have been multiple moments where we've walked into brick walls, where someone on the outside of us or something on the outside of us touched us really intensely and we were shocked. It was a moment of challenge, and many of us felt a shock that we haven't recovered from in this lifetime. So I'm talking about, hey, the thousands of lifetimes, right? And I'm talking about a moment in a lifetime of those thousands of lifetimes that was so bad, was so intense, that it stands out from those thousands of lifetimes. So I'm quietly just painting a picture here that my spirit tutors and I have gone to these moments inside people's auric fields and inside their Akashic records that were really, it was really intense. And quite often, and I'll start revealing things that a lot of healers aren't aware of, even at their level. And I'm just going to just move quickly into some advanced knowledge here for you to understand, because I think that you're ready. And that is that all of our souls, usually we found, have got about 5 to 7 or 8 of these big ones in our very long journey as a soul through many lifetimes. 5 to 6 to 7 or 8 really, really big ones. And these were the ones, these were the moments that, let me just see, that made a difference to our soul in the biggest way. Maybe our soul made a decision in that moment to give up. Maybe it made a decision to allow itself to be swallowed by shadow. This has happened. Or maybe it made a decision to release itself from shadow's grasp and to, like a tadpole, push its way up to the light again after some time in shadow, something like that. I have revealed in other lectures, by the way, just really quickly, I'm painting a picture here for everybody. I have revealed in other lectures that what's really fascinating, and many people have told me they've never heard this before, is that our soul gets birthed into this spirit universe, kind of fresh, kind of like a baby soul. And this is way before any human lifetime. And it then travels for about 80% of a timeline as a soul and higher existences as a soul. And I'll go into a little bit more detail in a moment. And after that 80% of that timeline, it begins human life cycles, human lifetimes, the last 20%. And when I'm talking about this and describing this, the important thing about this is that this lifetime, for all of you listening, is where your soul wanted to be after that entire 80% and then the 20% of the life cycles, thousands of life cycles. And now, in this lifetime, it's here for a very big reason. It's hungry with a huge agenda because it's kind of handled a lot to be here. It really has handled a lot to be here. And sometimes people and souls are very tired, very tired. Sometimes these souls have spent a lot of time, cycle after cycle, lifetime after lifetime, in shadow energy, training themselves to handle shadow, understand shadow, so that in this lifetime they're ready with 2 feet firmly on the ground and they understand shadow and they are in profound mode of being a warrior, so that they can see and understand and know what shadow is as it comes towards them, and they're already competent in that energy. And these quite often are the leaders. They quite often are people who comfortably manage intensity because they've learnt how to work with shadow. So they are in business leadership sometimes. They are in, you know, leadership for large organizations where they're comfortable with managing just multiple types of intensities. They stand strong in the face of intensity. So there's a lot of positives about it, and sometimes souls that originally are very high souls have traveled through this cycle after cycle of intensity to be present now and ready with their flaming sword to stand strong against light. Okay? So I'm painting a picture here that there's a purpose for the soul to be here. There are also many souls who have traveled through that whole 80% of just being a soul in higher existences as a soul, and have spent most of that time in higher light, because sometimes the warrior souls have, in that first 80% of the timeline, have spent time down in shadow, in the lower frequency wave bands of shadow, and they've learned about shadow in that first 80%, even before stepping into lifetimes, still exploring shadow. But there are souls that have just chosen to stay buoyant and up in the high light, have spent time in shadow, but not as much time, and spent much more time up in the higher light, and then they've started human existences and human lifetimes in the last 20% of that timeline. And again, it's so important that they're here now, full of joy, full of inner harmony, full of love. And these are the ones that want to shine light and know quite often they aren't used to shadow. They can't even recognize it as it's walking up to them because they aren't interested in shadow. They don't like shadow. They don't want to be near it. They don't want to touch it or be touched by it. And unfortunately, these beautiful souls are full of love and light, but they haven't learned to match shadow with a kind of warrior position. And they, as I mentioned, they don't even recognize it sometimes. And it tricks them sometimes. So I'm just giving you a really quick, fast snapshot of this incredible traveling time, this sort of potent preparation time for every soul to be here now on planet Earth in this incarnation, ready to shine their light in a variety of different ways. And the offering that that soul has come to contribute is now, it's time. And that's why we're going to dive into an incredible topic, you know, how your past life fears stop you, right? So this context of what I've just given you, we're about to dive into, wow, some of these cycles of lifetimes, what are the initiatory experiences that have happened in these lifetimes? And I do want to say that even souls of high light have experienced profound moments where they were connected with shadow in some kind of way. And this has created a fear that is still traveling somewhere in your Akashic records, which stops you from the fear. It stops you emerging out of the cocoon and standing fearlessly to be seen in your light. Because I know that everyone listening, I know it's the story of your life. I know that you're on this call because you're very courageous and you do want to contribute, even if it's just to your family, to stand strong in positivity, in equilibrium, in whatever situation you're in, one-on-one or one to your personal social community, your social circle. I know the soul in you wants to love. I know the soul in you wants to give from its center, from its higher soul self to whoever's in front of you, whether it's a group or an individual in front of you. I know that your soul has put on the cloak of a human so that it can touch someone outside of you, so it can spread its light. I know that's why you've come. And my spirit tutors, from such a high vantage point of that overview of the soul's journey, they want to help you understand how powerful you are, but also the very long journey you've taken to be here in this lifetime now, and to encourage you to release the fear and to step forward and shine your light, because they want you to fulfill your soul's mission, your soul's agenda in this lifetime. They want you to feel the courage and the fearlessness and the ability to feel the self-love and the ability to see yourself as soul so that it can shine its light in this lifetime. That's their wish for you. And they want to help you today with that. So today's topic, we are going to kind of tease out past lives and what is stopping you from these past lives, you know, in that background, in that context of what we've just talked about. Because, you know, as I've said, these spirit tutors, and by the way, I'm a very experienced telepath, and that means that I'm 100% online with the spirit tutor. So my talking today, everything I'm saying, I'm following their cue for what to say word for word today as you're listening. So it's from them, it's not from me. I'm just following what they want to say today. So they want to help you, they want to strengthen you, they want to help you jump over a chasm, is what they want to, they're trying to say right now, they're wanting to say right now. They want to help you jump over a chasm into your strength and into your fearlessness so that your light can shine, so that your soul can shine its light. That's what they want to do today. So what they're going to do is they're going to open up a bit of a tough topic about past lives, where your soul has been, and what happened, because they know human lifetimes. They've been with me in so many, as we've walked into the Akashic records of so many people and had a look. They understand your soul. And they understand human souls, because they are so high and they've partnered with me for so long. So get ready, everyone, and you may, if you have a pen and paper, you may want to take notes, because this is really a bit of a training here today. So we're going to go through four real major themes of what happened, what created fear in you in past lives, so that are still connecting to your conscious self now in this lifetime, or could be connecting to your conscious self in this lifetime. So we're not going to go into specifics so much and describing specific types of past lives. We're going to open up the textbook of themes of how fear was created in you, different ways from past lives. It's very useful to know. So the first theme of past lives, and the way that I call it shadow or fear connected with you, the way shadow connected with you. Some of you have heard me give lectures about shadow, how it's a thing, it's an energy, and there's light energy and there's shadow energy, and our auric fields are laden, are full of the beautiful light frequency of our soul bodies. And because I'm a technician of auras, and you know, I've just traveled into so many auras over so many years, so much, I understand so much about the fabric of these beautiful shimmering energy bodies that are your soul energy bodies, soul light bodies. And I talk about shadow as an energy, as even a consciousness that quite deliberately finds a way to connect into the soul body, and through circumstances, through, you know, a massive, unlimited almost variety of circumstances. So shadow is intelligent as an energy, and it is the opposing force in this experience as a soul. And it is the training medium, the training way that your soul pushes towards the light, that your soul gains power. It gains strength because there is an opposing force, because there is shadow. So you can hear me talking about this, and I think the penny might be dropping in you right now that, wow, there's a game going on here, sort of. And the training of this is that there is an opposing force that pushes you into learning more about light and choosing light over fear, pushing yourself past fear towards light. That's the training, that's the challenge, that's the, if you go to a gym, you know, you have to push against the strength training equipment. You have to push against something to gain strength, all right? And sometimes it's really hard, just like going to the gym is hard. You have to actually sweat, right? So you have to push. So this is why shadow exists. And shadow, just really quickly, technically, I'd like to quickly say, is that shadow is an energy. It finds a way to impact your energy bodies, your soul body, your soul consciousness. And once it's impacted with you through a variety of experiences, that energy finds a way to hold itself in your electromagnetic field, in your soul body, because it's energy, and then it starts to be part of your Akashic records. It starts to be part of your soul memory because it's lodged in a part of your soul body that holds memory. Okay? Now, multiple layers of your Akashic records, because we are multi-dimensional beings, multi-layered beings of many layers of light and many layers of memory. It is a quantum system, meaning that it's almost an unlimited layers of dimensions that hold our memory, even within the one soul body that we have, right? So there are layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers. And each layer, can relate, if you like, to one lifetime experience. And in each one of these lifetime experiences, there will be some shadow. And just very quickly, not to confuse you, but remember I said that through thousands of lifetimes, thousands of these layers, there will be about 5 to 8 lifetimes where something really big happened, like much bigger than normal. And there will be big, big caches and a big chunks of shadow energy will be sitting there. And that's what, when somebody works with spirit tutors, and I'm going to show you a little bit later on in this talk, that will be actually doing a healing on these past life moments, I'll tell you how to work with your spirit tutors to travel back to these moments, right? These big ones, and just gently, quietly, slowly start to unravel them. Because these are the ones that put the brakes on your momentum in this lifetime, on your power momentum in this lifetime. So the big themes of your past lives were the different ways that shadow connected. Let's take a look at the first one. The first one is a really amazing one. And it's what my spirit tutors call religious authority. It's the theme of religious authority. And I'm going to talk quite quickly, so keep up with me here. What they're talking about here is such a variety of ways that shadow used the theme of religious authority to create a lodgement of shadow in your auric field. It created a moment of fear, of confusion, of doubt, of self-doubt. Now, this could look like, in a variety of different ways, in lifetimes, of you maybe being in religious orders, maybe being in some kind of an ancient psychic temple where psychic training was happening. And I will talk about actually a moment that many souls have experienced, which is actually being even before lifetimes, where they're actually traveling high up in the layers of light, and this can still happen there as well, religious authority. So let's travel down into human lifetimes where this could be happening, and it could look like where you're in some kind of, hey, let's go into a little bit more recent type of religious authority, where you're a nun or a priest or a monk or something, where you're in a system, in a religious system, and there's someone above you in a state or a level of authority above you within that system, and that person has a lot of shadow in their auric field from their past lifetimes, and that shadow is influencing that person to somehow confuse you, because you may be pure in your heart, you want to stay in love and in simplicity in your religious order, whatever that is, and yet you've got someone in authority above you who is actually psychically torturing you in some way, because they are full of shadow, but they don't have the knowledge to understand that they're full of shadow, and nor do you. So you can't even x-ray their auric field or x-ray your own auric field, so you don't know what is making them, some shadow come through them towards you to in some way hurt you. So there are so many ways that could be happening. I'm just quickly letting you know that this happens. You know, whether you're a nun, whether you're a priest, whether you're a monk, doesn't matter what kind of religious order or an ancient, sect, or in some kind of a temple system where maybe, you know, the priests or priestesses above you who are the trainers, the psychic trainers, could be actually infused with shadow. And it looks like that they're the guys that know everything and are training everybody else. And you're just an apprentice, for example. Your gut instinct is that there's something really badly wrong, but you're following on because these guys are the authorities. This has happened so much and so often, I can tell you. And it just leads to disaster. It just leads to shadow just imbuing so many of these apprentices, and they get more and more powerful, but it's shadow. There's a inflection of shadow running underneath the psychic power that's, you know, not only in the guys that are training you in the temple system, but also starting to entrain all the guys below them in that apprentice type of system. This just has happened so often, you know, and there are huge experiments, you know, which were guided by the spirit worlds, the shadow spirit worlds in dimensions beyond the physical, huge experiments. And I'm talking Atlantis, I'm talking major, major moments in humanity's history where we all got touched and influenced by this kind of rogue experience where shadow began to entrain all the guys at the top, and so everybody below them got entrained as well. And I'm not going into any detail, but I'm just saying this is not unusual. This is something that happens and has happened regularly throughout these kinds of spiritual and religious type, quote-unquote, situations. And I'm going to just very, very, very quickly talk about a similar experience. And as I'm talking, some of you who are extra sensitive or who are healers yourselves may be sort of getting triggered by some memory of this, even if it's subliminal. Now, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what happened in that similar vein where even it was pre-lifetime, where a soul is experiencing a role or a kind of very, very specific training, or it's in a specific existence where quite specific things are happening to it, or it's being given a job to do before lifetime. So it's sitting up in the layers of light. This is just a scenario where the soul is in a kind of a spiritual classroom in the higher layers of light, and it has an overseer, vast being. And again, I'm talking about experiences that are not uncommon, because many souls that my spirit tutors and I have worked with have had these kinds of experiences. This is not uncommon. It's not always like this, but it's not uncommon. Okay, so throughout, you know, that whole 80% of a soul traveling up into the light, then sometimes down into shadow, then sometimes up into the light, frequencies of light higher up, that soul is always learning. And some of these learning moments are like this. These will be one of those 5 to 8 big moments, right? So this could have been one of those moments where a beautiful soul of light is in a training moment where it's being trained by an overseer being of light, because that's how, in the higher layers, that's how our system is set up. We are always being trained by above us, by some layer above us. Okay, so this soul is being trained by an overseer being of light, and yet that overseer being of light has been touched by shadow extremely minimally, just in a tiny way. But guess what? The radiation from that shadow is sending a pulse through the consciousness of that overseer. And I know some of you are going, yeah, right, you know, that can't be happening. Yes, it does. It does happen. So that overseer being is sending a radiation down to the beings it's overseeing and supporting and mentoring through consciousness training below it, right? And you're one of these beings that's in its mentorship. And that shadow, that tiny sort of drop of shadow, is infecting and is sending a specific radiation, a specific frequency, very gently, tiny way, but it is imbuing all of those below that being. What begins to happen, I'll just describe how that works from that moment onwards. is that because shadow is very sneaky, it disguises itself as light sometimes. It does. So what begins to happen to all those beings below that overseeing being is they are trusting. They are open. They want to believe that this being above them knows the truth and is sending to them pure light. But unbeknownst to anyone, there is an element of shadow that's being trickled down into their consciousnesses as well. And the way shadow works is that it sets up an oscillating field in everybody's electromagnetic field. This is not in human lifetimes. This is being way above, right? In the layers of light, this does happen everywhere. I know everybody's brain's going, oh my God, this can't be happening. Yes, it does. Okay, so this frequency of shadow starts to create a very gentle, subtle oscillation of an electromagnetic waveform that entrains itself. It pace and leads. It just feels normal, but then it starts to guide the remaining whole organism of that being, which is one of those apprentice beings, just a tiny little degree off. That's how it works. And so you don't realize it, but you're starting to lower in frequency, just a touch. Just a touch. It starts off with a tiny fraction of a degree off, and it starts to gently, gently start to lower the frequency of that being, which it could be you in another existence. This is how it works. And then you begin to a journey getting lower and lower and lower and within range of quite strong shadow. And then you get pulled into stronger and stronger shadow. Unfortunately, this has happened to many of us on many of occasions in those higher soul existences. And today we are sort of stopping for a moment and going, well, what happened to us in that long journey as a soul? Why do we hesitate when we look at someone in a higher sort of layer of authority in any kind of religious setting or even a channeled setting or whatever? There's a hesitation in us. There's a feeling of uncertainty that maybe we'll get hurt. Now, I want to say just really quickly, you don't even know it's happening. But deep in your unconscious, there's a fear that you'll get hurt. Okay, so deep, 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 deep down, there's a little trigger, there's a little reflex, and there's a fear. And that fear can stop you stepping forward fearlessly. This is why we're even talking about it. We're bringing it up to the surface so that we address this hesitation, so that we address this reflex deep inside of you. That's why my spirit teams and I are drilling right into it and being a little ruthless here, and we're opening up the Pandora's box and we're saying, hey guys, let's everybody hear this so that it can't be sort of wiped over or glossed over or pretend it doesn't exist, because it does exist. It can be sitting deep in your auric field. And if you're writing about this, writing down on notes, when you're lying down, a little bit later I'll show you how to do this, when you're lying down, you can actually look at your notes and go, hey guys, let's hunt for this one. Let's see if this is sitting there. And they'll go and quietly start looking into your Akashic records to see if this reflex is sitting there, right? And they'll start to release it and heal it in an accelerated way. Because my teams at a very, very high, super accelerated. Okay, guys, can't be here for 3 hours because there's a lot to talk about. I'm going to go into the next one. So, so Alara, are you still here? I'm just checking in.
Yes, I am. It's been fascinating. I'm learning so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the second one, there's only four that they wanted to talk about today, these really big ones. You can hear how big these are and how impactful they can be. So the second really, really big one is fear of being, hang on to your hats, everyone, fear of being destroyed by shadow. It's a big one. Let's very, very quickly, we've already opened the topic of being up in these higher layers of light. Let's start off there with this one. And I'm going to be, again, really strong with my description about this. And that is that in these existences, very, very high up in these layers of light, we all are beings of light. We all are. And we've been touched by shadow. We've been dunked in shadow really deep as well. We've spent time in shadow down in the lower layers of frequency. Okay, and just want to say that one of the ways that we've been deeply wounded, one of those 5 to 8 major, what they call occlusions, major sort of trauma moments, is when we're traveling along blissfully, dum-da-dum-da-dum, like a beautiful, blissful soul sitting up in light, and somehow shadow, because it's highly intelligent, somehow shadow touches us, connects with us in a really powerful, smashing kind of way. Sorry to be horrible about this. In a way where you're traveling at 1,000,000 miles an hour in the speed of light, and suddenly you hit a brick wall, and suddenly shadow is engulfing you. You didn't expect it. It was a shock. And the key word here is shock, because the waves of that shock are exactly like that. They're waves of memory energy that are still sitting in the ancient fields of your soul, the shock waves, because it was a shock. This one is not like that sort of drip feed of that we were talking about previously, that drip, drip, drip that started to steer you downwards. This is different. This is shock. This is you traveling at 1,000,000 miles an hour towards a brick wall of meeting shadow in a big way where it engulfs you and pretty much destroys you. Some of you are going, hey, how can a light being be destroyed? So let's just move into this in a moment. And let's just see how the spirit teams describe this. So again, holding on to your hats, everybody. These are the big moments in a very long soul history. Okay, so it's the shock of being caught by surprise. It's the shock of a very large flow of shadow, energy flow of shadow, finding you, maybe tracking you, maybe knowing that you're blissfully innocent, and maybe knowing its own strength, the shadow flow, and maybe knowing that you don't know anything about shadow and can't even sense it arriving, and maybe even being instructed by some higher overseers who know that you need a training in shadow. Okay. And so this moment happens, the collision happens, and you're engulfed by shadow, and this is something I'd love all of you listening to hear. For a time, you are taken into shadow to learn what shadow is, how it feels like. Now, because there is shock, this is still sitting as memory in your electromagnetic field. And since then, you have taken a ride back up into the higher layers of light. You've chosen to emerge out of shadow and travel back into layers of light way early on or midway or whenever along that 80% timeline, way before human lifetimes. Okay, so I'm saying that this is just part of the journey, part of the history, but these shockwaves are still sitting there. And I want to say, because it does happen to souls, and I have come across this before, when we've dove into and explored some of the Akashic records, something like this has happened. It's not unusual, again. And look, in human lifetimes, just really quickly, when we jump back into that 20% before, you know, before now in this timeline, where all of these thousands of human lifetimes have happened, it's the moment where, something evil has shocked you really badly, which has happened, I'm sure, with so many moments for all of us traveling through our human lifetimes. Really horrible shock. So, and there have been many times in history where a shadow in a vast force has come and overwhelmed us. It's just many, 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 many times. And I'm talking about this really quickly because we're here in this lifetime, and you know, if you look at the news, we can see there's a lot of shadow around, right? And there's a part of you going, what the? What is that? And how come it is so strong, right? So I'm kind of diving in pretty quickly and just accelerating this description so that a part of you starts going, oh, okay, so this is a thing. This is a thing. It's part of the training. It's part of the strength training. It's part of the challenge of being a light being in a human body and even choosing you know, to incarnate in this lifetime now, but it's been part of the training even as a soul, traveling to this moment anyway. So it is a thing, it is strength training, and it is your choice to be a soul in this existence, to experience light, and part of that is you will come across a shadow, it will trip you up, and perhaps it's time to strengthen and understand what that is and how it works. And also to have these extraordinary, super high frequency spirit tutors and spirit technicians that I'm connected to and that you are now to through me, who can come and very, very gently, but very accelerated, in an accelerated way, just travel back with you quietly in a moment and find some of these moments and start to unravel them and heal them quite quickly. Pull the shadow out, change the structure of the waveforms in your Akashic records so that the healing is real right at that core level. Okay, so some of the ways in human lifetimes that kind of shock we've talked about a little bit, where there's lots of moments like that where, you know, a big, big shadow is overwhelming us. And I'm sure many of you have got a lot of stories, and you could just even come up with a ton of them just in a second, right? You know, whether it's, you know, being a witch and burnt at the stake, or whether it's, oh my God, there's just, you know, just being a humble little person and, you know, the Romans come over the hills or something, I don't know, whatever. You know, there's just millions of different stories, like so many different stories, and it's always a shock and it's something that you weren't expecting or something. You know, whatever. But the point is that something in you broke, and part of your soul sort of let go of hope deep in that spot, deep inside of you. And that's what needs to be healed today. That's what needs to be healed in this lifetime. Okay, so that shock moment, I sometimes describe it as like on a windscreen of a car, you know, the big rock hits a windscreen and there's this pattern shows up on the windscreen, right? As you're traveling along. It's like that. It looks like that in the electromagnetic field in your aura. And that's what spirit technicians look for. In this case, it'll be a big one. They can actually see the pattern of it in the energy system, in your soul body. They can see it nice and clear, just to let you know. This is not a vague thing at all. This is super psychic surgery. They know exactly what they're looking for. Oh, and by the way, they really understand shadow. And also they actually have, by the way, a lot of authority over shadow, these particular beings that I work with. Okay, so let's go. You can hear how powerful this is. This is like this lecture about, you know, how your past life fears stop you. This is not surface stuff and surface descriptions. For some reason today, my spirit tutors wanted to really help you in this lecture about the big ones. And I know that you're grateful just to hear this. The third one, there's four of them. The third theme I wanted to talk about is the fear of, this is a really big one, guys, the fear of being shadow yourself and having authority and power as someone who is taken over by shadow. Again, it's a huge one. And I know some of you are going, oh my God, that's a big one. Because a lot of us in leadership, and we look at leadership around the world, and some of you, as you look at leadership around the planet, will go, oh, okay, we can see that shadow is actually puppeteering some of these leaders on the planet today. So I just want to say, you know, in past existences, and I'm probably going to jump more into lifetimes this time. In past lifetimes, we have experienced being a leader and being in a position of authority, and shadow has taken us over for whatever reason. Maybe we're in a kind of on a roll where shadow is sort of puppeteering us, and we're going in after lifetime, being an extension of shadow, a puppet of shadow, or whatever, because this has happened to so many of us. You know, we've got such a variety of lifetimes that we've had. So this is so, so important for us to understand that this has happened to us sometimes. And some of us have emerged out of many of these lifetimes going, OMG, that was horrific, where we actually impacted a lot of people around us because we made decisions from a place of evil inside of ourselves. Let's be kind of, you know, let's undress this like correctly and reveal exactly what it is, you know. Or a part of us are watching ourselves doing something which we know is evil, or saying something or giving instructions from a place inside of ourselves where we know is evil, and we can't stop ourselves. That's a really big one. some people in Atlantis were like that. We were sort of controlled by whatever means and sometimes by psychic means. And we were in positions of leadership and we were being controlled psychically. We were watching ourselves do things. And that's a really tough one. So a huge sort of fear can be, again, deep in your unconscious of being controlled by shadow and being in a position of authority where you are mentoring or, governing a community, etc., or running a big project, or and you're being puppeteered by shadow and you can't control it. So that's a really big one. That's sort of really scary for a lot of people. And can I say that a lot of light workers, when they hear someone like me describe something like this, you know, there's this real tightness in their solar plexus and they're going, oh God, don't even talk about it because it's really too close to the bone. This one is horrifically painful because you're kind of skewed inside yourself. You are working against your true nature in a moment like this or in a lifetime like this. So it's horrifically, the memory, something where the soul is witnessing yourself cause, damage in others and you can't stop it because it's the karma or it's the you're rolling out some kind of an experience that needs to happen for your observer, the soul observer in you, or a part of you, to make a decision at the end of it to never again. I want you to hear that, so that you make a decision to never do that ever again. Because what happens, and you could say it's karma, and karma works like this, is that an experience takes place in a lifetime where it gets to this pitch point. It's so intense on a soul level, the soul chooses never to do it again. It's so intense, it breaks. And it just goes, okay, that's enough. I've learnt the lesson. Never want to do that ever again. Can't do that ever again. Cannot bear the burden of passing shadow onwards to others ever again. Can you see how that's a strengthening moment? It's horrifically tough, but it's a strengthening moment. It touches the core of you. And the soul from that moment onwards will never allow itself to be taken over by shadow ever again. Ever again. But there is memory deep in the archives, in the Akashic records, of it having happened and it's still creating a reflex. So I just want to say that it's really tough. It's really, really, really horrible for us to have these memories sitting in our Akashic records. And again, these are themes and sort of showed up in many ways, in many different lifetimes. Many, many ways. My goodness gracious. Maybe you were the chief priestess, the high priestess of a whole temple system where you had apprentices and you were the one that was channeling what you thought. By the way, I've come across this quite a bit, excuse me, where people today came to me as clients and they were following someone today as a teacher, as a spiritual teacher, but they were starting to feel uncomfortable. And when we jumped into a past life, that teacher was in a temple system. And I'm just sort of, it could even be a monastery or something, but usually they were in some kind of a psychic training system. And somebody today, they were in a kind of a similar kind of a system, and that person was channeling, but the channeler was not aware and didn't have the ability or the tools to scan the spirit being that they were channeling. They never bothered probably to turn around and assess the light quotient or the shadow quotient of the being that they were channeling. And so they were bringing through a real mixture, of light and shadow and all the shadows and mix in between. And so the consciousness level and the frequency that was being delivered to all the apprentices, everybody who's learning, is very mixed. Lots of mixed messages. And the subtle sort of sensing of all of the apprentices, where your solar plexus is twanging away and you're just unsure of, your logic's going, yep, 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 it sounds right, but something deep in you is feeling, oh no, that doesn't feel right for whatever reason, right? So I always say to people, please, it doesn't matter if it's the Queen or, you know, the Queen of Sheba or the Pope or whoever, you know, if your solar plexus isn't feeling right, please trust that first, always. You know, it doesn't matter who the channel is and who the spiritual guru is, all right? Always trust yourself first. That's my credo. Excuse me. Okay, so fear of being shadow. So sometimes, some of us today know that we're in that position, that where we were the ones that were so infused with shadow and we were in roles of authority. So it's that is actually more common than you'd imagine by light workers. Many light workers are putting their hand up going, oh my God, I have that fear, the fear of power, the fear of authority. Okay, now let's move on to number four, the themes that stop us, you know, in this lifetime, because those reflexes are still there, those fears are still sitting in us. So this one is a really interesting one. It's the fear of being recognized by shadow, and it's being the fear of being recognized by the shadow in other people. Okay, so this is where you might be speaking to a group of people, and there's a few people in the room that have a lot of shadow in them. They're very troubled souls, and one person stands up and starts to heckle you. And you are deep in your light, and you're delivering beautiful light discourse, or you're facilitating a workshop, and somebody in the workshop has a lot of shadow in them, and you perhaps to that point hadn't learnt much about shadow work, and suddenly you're in a very sort of tight kind of uncomfortable discussion with that person, because that person almost isn't hearing you and just wants to challenge you for some strange reason in that moment. And the challenge to you isn't coming from their heart, it's coming from a sort of volume, excuse me, a volume of energy that's actually flowing through them towards you. And suddenly you realize you're in a psychic attack in that moment, and that person's just getting used as a vessel for a psychic attack towards you from the psychic worlds. So fear of being recognized by shadow. This is the reason that a lot of light workers stay within their personal hub and don't step out. Because unconsciously, because they haven't learned about shadow, but unconsciously, they know that shadow is prolific and is in a lot of people, sits within a lot of people, and looks for an opportunity to find a beautiful high light being and wants to squash it, wants to diminish that light. And we could say, hey, you know, keep away from troubled souls, but we're living in the world. All of us are living in the world. But it's what I'm wanting to say here, and the big thing I want to say, is that a lot of light workers will stop themselves from shining their light. Because number one, they don't understand shadow or how to work with it. Number two, they don't understand how to perceive shadow in others and recognize what it truly is in others. They're just confused by why someone is the way they are, but they don't actually understand that it is shadow in that person or even how to work with that shadow in that person. Okay? And they don't understand how to look after themselves when they are in front of or dealing with shadow. So they don't understand how to hold their light comfortably when they are working with someone who has a lot of shadow in them. And so they stop themselves shining their light. They stop themselves revealing their light to the world. That's a big one. It's a huge one. Because the whole topic of shadow is an unknown. They just know it exists, but they don't want to come anywhere near it. But unfortunately, they might have had a bigger agenda. They might have had a bigger agenda as a soul. And they put a big, strong cap on the hose and never let it off. Never, never let that cap off. They just want to stay calm and relaxed, which is totally fine, totally fine. But there may be a part of their soul which is a little bit sort of wanting to bust off that cap and to pour a lot of light onto a lot more souls and to upgrade and uplift a lot more souls. No judgment here whatsoever. I'm just describing a story that could be your story. Because some souls are very relaxed and happy to stay within their own radius and just be, you know, within themselves and to hold light. Beautiful. That's beautiful. But there are some souls that over many, many lifetimes have actually trained to be here in this lifetime to shout from the rooftops. They've trained with a lot of skills and a lot of training, a lot of challenges to be here in this lifetime to speak loud and clear and to reveal their light. But they're not doing it yet. And some of you listening to this will know who you are, because there'll be a part of you that's maybe feeling a little teary inside and a little weary because you've actually kept that cap on for too long and you're weary of the struggle or the sort of energy it takes to keep the cap on because you're a huge soul with a big message and you want to flick that cap off and let that big hose of light pour out the light. So fear of being recognized by shadow because you're uncertain about how to work with shadow. I just want to say that the whole story of shadow relates to us as souls where we meet the challenge of shadow and learn how to bypass it and become stronger than shadow so that we hold our light stronger than shadow. So there's a training, and shadow provides a training to stay steady and balanced against the force of shadow. Steady and balanced in our light against the force of shadow. So there's a training in that, right? And the special offer that Alara and I are going to talk about in a moment is a special offer called Stay Strong. It's a package called Stay Strong, package of training. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. Talks into the detail of how to work with shadow inside your own auric field, how to look after yourself when others around you are in shadow. It's called Stay Strong. It's a special offer, and I can't wait to start talking about it, but we're not going to talk about it now. So there are the four big themes of how your past lives stop you, how some of the fears from your past lives stop you, and these are the big ones. We haven't gone into the detail of so many kinds of stories and so many of our past lives, but these are the four big ones that my spirit tutors went, these are the big ones. So I'm just going to really quickly, let's go into how can we work with, I'm just going to just look at my notes here and see what else my spirit tutors wanted to talk about. Yeah, that's right. So they want to move into a training, a quick little training, everyone, of how to start working on these ancient memories in your aura, in your Akashic records. Something that I talk about quite a bit is that when you're listening to me and you can hear the sound of my voice, you're also being connected to my spirit teams that are from very, very high levels of light, very accelerated in healing in the auric field. Very accelerating, meaning that it works very, very quickly. Okay, the switches, the rewiring, the recalibration in the electromagnetic fields happens very, very quickly, more than normal. And so what my spirit tutors ask me to pass on to my audiences is that it's a very simple way to work with them, and that is to lie down for 20 minutes, half an hour. If you're doing a serious healing moment, which this discussion about the biggest past life wounds, right, is about, these are big healings that you need to do. And they ask me to pass on this very, very simple way to work with them, which is to lie down for 30 minutes, say, and if not more, and choose one of these that I've articulated and clarified today, and ask them to, as you lie down, your whole electromagnetic field is going to relax. Your thought waves are going to relax. Your body relaxes. Your emotions relax. So all of the waveforms emanating out of you begin to relax. And all the spirit technicians love this because all the waveforms are calm and it makes it much easier for them to go and drill into the deepest part of you. Okay, they can travel deep into those ancient memories much more easily than if you're running around and, you know, not calm. Okay, so lying down for 30 minutes and then invite and do it in a ritualized, quiet, deliberate, focused way where you turn your attention to them, say Alicia's spirit technicians, and they know who they are, and they will come and they will gently connect with your auric field and start to travel into the layers. And I want you to very deliberately in your mind tell them which of these four themes to start to look for. One only in one healing session, okay? One of these. And so you can hear how I'm saying, guys, go on a bit of a program. Put yourself on a bit of a program, meaning do one of these deep healings regularly, maybe once a month, once a week, something like that, depending on how fast you want to clear the deepest fears deep inside of you that are reflexes that are stopping you from moving forward into your power. So lying down, big focus in that moment, in that beginning moment, turn your attention, ask Alicia's spirit technicians to come and invite them to focus and find one of these themes deep in your core. These are not surface things. These are at the very core of your soul memory. And be prepared sometimes to go unconscious and feel like you're sleeping. Sometimes it could even last more than half an hour. And be polite and considerate and respectful. And if it travels for more than half an hour, don't just get up because it's half an hour. Just notice you might feel a cocoon of energy around you and stay there until the cocoon of energy is pulled away and you feel ready to step up, and you'll know the moment to step up, stand up, and you've finished. So do this at a time where you're not in a hurry, maybe on a weekend, because this is a big thing and I'm giving you a tool right now that can change your life, because the pattern of your thinking and the pattern of your feeling will be different afterwards. And by the way, each one of these really big fear memories, your spirit tutors may like to do maybe four whole sessions on one of them, right? If not more. So trust your instinct and intuition. If you feel you want to do a series on one of them, a series of individual healings on one of these focuses, go for it. And I suggest you do, by the way. So I'm actually handing to you right now a tool to change your life, because you may not be used to dealing with spirit technicians, but I am. I've done 25 years of all day, every day working with them, and I watch how I change, how anyone around me changes when I work with these spirit technicians in my own auric field or somebody else's auric field. I change instantly, another person changes instantly, because these guys very rapidly change the wave patterns of your thoughts and the wave patterns of your emotions and also the wave patterns of your memories. They do. They move very, very quickly, very rapidly. They shift them. Okay, so that's a big training I've just given you there. I want to just mention one of the things I wanted to talk about is how, because some of you have had really tough lives, and I know that. So one of the points that I wanted to cover is how some of your past lives have dictated really heavy karma. And I just want to say from an auric technician's point of view is that heavy karma, meaning what shows up in your life, what shows up in your reality, what shows up as an external experience in you, is a result of what has happened to you as a soul traveling through many soul existences, many continuous lifetimes, because one of these themes can repeat itself for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, until it is such a big sort of memory cache of this type of theme, of this one single theme, where shadow shows up and does a similar thing to you, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It just has happened that in this lifetime, similar things start happening to you in your external life. And I want to say again, it is an opportunity for you, and on a soul level, to step around it, push past it, awaken to a higher perspective around it, where you heal, where you begin to trust yourself, where you may choose to say, enough, I'm going to get strong now, where you recognize shadow for what it is, and you begin to get smart and learn what shadow is so that you become stronger and heal. So it could be a precipitation point where you learn to love yourself over the top of the damage and you begin a journey of healing. So if something very heavy karma-wise or really heavy showed up in your lifetime, in this lifetime, this could be an opportunity for you on a soul level to put the pieces back together again. And again, and to release the dread, the fear, the terror, the deep, deep, deep wounding. So this healing training I've just given you, how to do this, the key is that you're calling on spirit technicians, right, from, in this particular case, from Alicia spirit technicians in this particular case, right? So let's do very, very quickly, I'm going to call on my spirit technicians and we're going to go into a past life healing together as a group. And I'm going to bring in my spirit technicians again that are very accelerated. And if you're listening to this as a recording, they will be present with you also because they arrive through the tone of my voice and also with your attention and your focus, that you are present with me and you're focusing on this. So let's begin, everyone. So closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, and I'm going to take a moment, allow these spirit beings to flush all our auric field with a very strong light and sort of imbuing themselves, coming in, bringing their light, their frequency, their auras into ours, starting to arrive, you could say, a little bit more strongly into this collective group energy. Just breathing gently, just relaxing, everyone. I'm going to have a little bit of fun here and just play along with me and switch on pretend mode. I always talk about switching on pretend mode. It works very effectively. So just pretend that somewhere far away in front of you is a little person, far away ahead of you, in front of you. And this little person has huge rays of light pouring into them, big fat rays of light, just drilling in, pouring into this little person way ahead of you in the distance. It's kind of like somebody's opened a whole lot of windows and all the sun rays lights are coming in, pouring into this person. And suddenly there's an explosion of light. This person just turns into a starburst of light. And in the center of the starburst, this explosion of light, is a solid core of metal. This solid core of metal is a fear. Let's just stay present with that, allowing it to be there. My spirit technicians are coming in and dissolving it gently, just slowly. Just by keeping our attention on it, it's dissolving. And it's now being, new light is being poured into that space where that metal was. Literally new software is being poured in, consciousness software, replacing that space where that very hard, cold energy was before. Just staying still, letting this happen. And suddenly, where that cold metal was, there is a core of light. It's actually like a rod of light is revealing itself there, where that metal was. Beautiful, very soft, loving light. And allowing that light to spread, to get wider and wider. Actually wider and wider and wider and wider until there's this very powerful being of light just standing there. And my spirit teams are saying, this is you, this being of light. Wow, isn't that gorgeous? And what I'd love you to do is step forward towards this being of light and step into it and then dissolve into it, merge into it, become one with it. Wow, that's gorgeous. Becoming one with this beautiful being of light. Very fast things are actually happening in the background here while we're doing these very simple things. My spirit tutors are telling me and my spirit technician friends are telling me that they are recalibrating. It's like they're grafting this beautiful, high, beautiful new light being into you. It's a little gift they're giving all of us today. It's like they are upgrading the human us into a higher soul version of ourselves. I love that. Isn't that beautiful? Gorgeous. Very, very beautiful. And what they would love for everyone to do, right now, actually, is to realize that this kind of merging and grafting is going to keep going for another 20 minutes. And Alara, you and I can chat about this beautiful Stay Strong package special offer. And this grafting, this kind of psychic merging with this higher aspect of ourselves is going to keep going while you and I are chatting. So I just want to say, yeah, thank you, everyone.
Wonderful. You know, something that I experienced during the when the metal was dissolving was I started coughing, you know, so it was like releasing. And then as I was merging into the being of light, it's just so beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, I loved it too. I love it that this is not my gig, you know, my spirit tutors are completely running the show. Just love it. I love working with them.
Absolutely. So you wanted to talk about the special offer?
While
they continue to work.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited,
so,
everybody. Yeah, you go for it, Alara.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, it's for those who are on the live page, they can just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Alicia12. That's A-L-I-C-I-A 12. Perfect. Thank you. So that they can follow along with us.
Yeah. Okay. So this package of training, Stay Strong, is extraordinarily powerful. I've chose some trainings and put them together as a package. It really is almost game changing, this particular package, Stay Strong. And one of the reasons is that my spirit tutors have given a series of lectures just recently in the past where they've decided to be kind of brutally honest, and they've decided to want to help humanity understand a little bit more about shadow, right? And this is the, and so they've given these series of lectures which have just been so, so powerful. The very first lecture that they've, that we've included in this package of Stay Strong is a clarion call for your full potential. And it's the story of your soul and why it's arrived in this lifetime. And we talk about, we today have covered a little bit of the story of the soul. And in this very first lecture, we cover a lot more about what shadow is, how it works with your auric field, getting real about what happens to you on a daily basis when you come up against troubled souls, or someone that you're feeling is difficult, how to work with your own auric field, how to support yourself as a light worker and as just someone who's out there, you know, with people, even if you're traveling home on the train, you know, on public transport and being amongst people, or just going to the grocery store during the day and coming home, and how to support yourself and staying high in light and strengthening your light quotient, your light frequency, and then keeping it at that level. So it's really about smartening up about what is shadow and how does it touch your aura? How does it change the way you think? How does it move, you know, how does it affect you on a daily basis? So there's a series of these lectures, and they really, really, really are incredibly powerful. One of my spirit tutors said about the very first one, they said, quote, "What, this is one of the most important speeches ever given to light workers." I know, it's really, 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 really powerful. So that they describe it as the real steps to fulfill your soul agenda. And this is about 1.5 hours of them training you about how to support yourself with shadow. The second lecture is talking about shadow again. It's an astonishing workshop with very key skills, how to support your soul to give it the freedom to speak up, how to loosen up that fear. And inside that particular lecture, that particular training, is a very, very powerful light infusion that lifts you super high up into the, you know, super high frequency light. You're going to meet a tribe of very high light spirit technicians. You're going to actually meet them and work with them. And these are beings that will help you, and you're going to get much more familiar with who they are and start to play with them. And don't think that you don't know how to do this or can't do this, by the way, because when you're in a little process with me on these, in these trainings, in these workshops, you're just quietly going to, see, I'm really comfortable with helping everybody notice that what's happening in your imagination is real. And even if you think, some people go, oh, I can't, don't have an imagination. And I go, don't even worry about that. You don't have to see anything. It's much more simpler than that. It's really, really simple. But the trainings are so powerful, and the spirit helpers that come in these trainings and in these workshops to help you, you'll start connecting with them with a lot of love, and you'll start reaching for them, and you'll start strengthening. So it's very, very powerful training. Again, beyond powerful. How to, in the second one, is how to facilitate entity clearing. So starting to look at what are entities, you know, and shadow and entities, and just talking a little bit more in detail about what all that is. There's a lot of people that are super curious about strengthening, about smartening up about this. The third one, again, is going into a little bit more detail with a lot more tools and skills, little tools, simple little tools that you can use every day, and a lot more knowledge. Again, just going in a little bit more in detail about how to support yourself on a day-by-day basis. Lots and lots of useful little tools to look after yourself on a daily basis. Really, really, really important. And again, meeting spirit helpers that can support you. I just want to say, don't be confused about, you know, when you're going into workshops with me where you're meeting different spirit helpers, because it's really useful to have a bunch of them to call on, different ones that you feel you want to call on at any moment. And they all have slightly different ways of working with you, not to get confused, but just to kind of have fun that you've got a few different bunches of spirit helpers that you can play with, that you can work with. It's something that I'm very big on helping people start learning to get confident with. So I'm just going to talk about a second part of this particular package. So there's three workshops, and there's also three direct healings. A little bit, you got a taste of a little bit just a moment ago, where we jumped in and we started to actually do some inner work. So in this package are three very powerful, 30 to 45 minute powerful soul surgery healings. And the first one, a soul surgery healing working with my spirit, accelerator spirit technicians, is heart weariness. And I know as I say those words that you're going, oh my gosh, my heart over so many soul lifetimes, it is weary. I've tried so hard in this lifetime and I feel like I'm treading water. So that feeling, that patch of energy deep in your soul archives is where we're going to drill into in this very, very powerful energy healing soul surgery. The second one, we're going to focus on a big self-doubt that you have inside of you. Now, even right now, you're thinking inside of yourself, okay, what's a big self-doubt that I have? And all of us have got them. We've got a big self-doubt. All of us have got self-doubt. So in this one, we're going to decide on what some of the biggest ones are, and especially a big one. You know, even the biggest, you know, someone who's super successful in leadership, they've still got self-doubts. We all have. So my spirit technicians and you are going to partner together and drill in, and we're going to do some soul surgery deep, deep, deep inside of you, specifically on that one, a big self-doubt. And the third one, again, because my spirit technicians love traveling into a very specific part of your auric field and working on it. They love specifics. So the third one is increasing your sense of self-value and self-love. Okay. Actually, they're going to travel in and find a painful block inside of you to your platform of self-value, your inner platform of self-value, a block to it. So they're going to go in really deep. Some of these healings are 45 minutes. So it's a very, very powerful value in itself, these amazing, powerful shifts. And there's so many people who give me so much feedback about these healings. That's just super powerful. Just letting you know that this is part of the package. It's really, really potent, this package of healings. And the third whole part of this package are three different modules that I included in this package specifically for angel souls who traveled high up in light throughout that whole soul long journey and didn't jump into shadow much at all. Remember how I talked about that? And they don't know much about business, but they do want to shine their light, and they just don't understand how money works. They don't understand business very well, and they're a little bit confused as to how to shine their light. So I've included three modules on how to shine your light if you're an angel soul, and how you can use the internet and so many aspects of the internet, because many people know that YouTube exists, or Facebook, or Twitter, or whatever, or even how to just generate revenue on these modern ways of shining your light out to the whole globe or to your close community. So I start from scratch, even if you don't have a tribe or a community around you, but you want to start, and how to create ongoing products, how to set that up, how to start a community that loves what you do and that buys what you do, that gives you income, and how to create it in a way where it just gets bigger and bigger every year. So the first one, I just want to say to everybody, the first lecture in this three-module training, and it's called Creating a Heart Business, will blow you away. People will have just commented on this first lecture, because my spirit tutors, they shake you up and they help you notice what you're giving to the world. Because a lot of angel souls have forgotten how powerful they are and have forgotten this gift that's in their hands, the shining light that they want to give. They have no idea why they should give it and why anyone should pay them money for it. Okay, there's a blind spot in them of why should anyone give me money for this shining thing I have in my hand? They just, it kind of just doesn't compute somewhere in them. And they don't understand how to package it and why it has value right out in the mean big business world. Okay, they can't connect the two. And so this whole training on my heart business connects the two. What is the value in the big mean business world that you have to give? How can you create from very scratch a tribe of people who love your work and continue to give you income because you continue to love them with your shining light? So it's a step by step. So the first one is this very powerful. It'll shake you up. The second part of this particular My Heart Business 3 modules is an ebook that step by step tells you what to do, and it gives you shortcuts from my 15 years of running an online business online on the internet, understanding the little tricks on YouTube, the little tricks on Twitter, the little tricks on Facebook, the little tricks on doing events and how to create products and how to make that a continuous cycle, a circle, where you get loved and your tribe gets loved and everybody wins and everyone just gets showered with your light that comes through you. And the third part of that module is walking through the ebook. So it's actually an hour and a half of me training you in the detail of what the ebook is talking about. So very beautiful gift given to all the angel souls who just don't get business at all, and sometimes some of you are listening to this and go, yeah, I get business, but I just want to understand the deeper part of me that shines light and get the courage to shine that light out into business. Because you might be someone who's comfortable in business, but you aren't comfortable shining your light purely, unadulterated, into the business community and into the business environment, right? So this might just shift your platform and get you to see yourself a little differently. So I just want to say that. Now, just very quickly, I want to add something that only people here on Alara's call today are going to receive, which is a very special healing soul surgery on past lives, which will go for about 35 minutes. Very deep, very powerful. And I will send that to you as part of the package. So just letting you know, very, very, very powerful past life healing will be part of the package to those on this call today. I'm so excited for everyone on this call today. You really are. You're going to be given a gift with this Stay Strong package of training. Huge gift to up your game in this lifetime, and it'll give you an opportunity to become strong in yourself, to step out there and be fearless in shining your light, and also to understand why your light is valuable. Very, very, very important. And I just want to say, Alara, thank you so much for having me today, because my spirit tutors jumping up and down, they're telling me to say that, jumping up and down, like on a trampoline, jumping up and down, hollering and yelling and screaming, not really, but they just want to say, banging on the doors, you know, and on the windows going, can anyone hear us? They're saying, everybody listen, it is time to strengthen, it is time to understand how shadow works. Because one can't blunder through life not knowing how shadow works. Because it is you and I talk about this, it is the age of darkness in Sanskrit, in Indian Sanskrit, the Kali Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow is within us, even in our own Akashic records, it's in everybody else. It's part of the training, you know, to wake up and to grow up and to strengthen. So we can't pretend it's not here. So to strengthen, to awaken, to become strong, to become love-filled, where nothing can stop you loving, where we stay strong in our love and in our light. Mm-hmm. That is the moral of the story. That's the training today. And that's the training that's being offered to you guys in this Stay Strong package. So my spirit tutors are going, Alara, big hugs. Thank you so much for letting them speak up today to everybody on this call.
Absolutely.
And reaching through to everybody, and big hugs to everyone listening. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. You know, Alicia, this has been wonderful, and the spirit tutors too. The all of the information and the wisdom and the teachings, the energy, the process, and now the, you know, when they buy the package, they also get a special healing meditation as well. I mean, there's just so much, you know, and then we can also do, you know, the healing of our past lives as you taught us during this call as well, which is so powerful. And I know that we all have a lot of shadow in us that we can start to clear. So I want to thank you so much for all of that. Thank you. Wow.
Well, my spirit tutors are saying, you know, in response to what you just said, Alara, they're saying, we, full stop, love, full stop, you, full stop.
Thank
we
you.
Love you. They're saying, we love you, Alara, you know, they're saying. They're saying they want you to blossom into your full, expanded, massive leader that you are, which you are. You're so far down the track to being that and showing up in this lifetime. And so they are just, they're telling me to say to you that they're standing around applauding you.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, with their continued support, you know, life is getting better and better every day. You know, I mean, I think of them often, and I think of you and them often, and it's like I'm just so blessed to be able to have this relationship with you and with them. And it's like, wow, this is amazing, you know. And yeah, life is definitely blossoming, you know, much. It's amazing. It's amazing what can happen when you start to really work on yourself, right? When you work on your path and start to shine your light and actually work with the shadow parts, you know, and see them and start to clear and heal those parts of yourself. So definitely. Thank you so much.
Mm. Much love to you, Alara. Much love to everyone on this call. You know, and just quickly, you're still getting healed, by the way, everybody. So if you may want to lie down and just let the percolation, you know, the marination, it's still healing. It's still happening. Mm-hmm. The spirit technicians are still with us all. They're still playing in our auric fields. They're still healing us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And yes, that is a great idea. Go and lie down for a few moments and continue to feel that presence. Feel that energy, you know, feel the shifting that is happening within you. And as we, you know, say goodbye to everyone, as we close off this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I encourage you all, invite you all to go back into your heart space and, you know, just send love and gratitude and blessings to everybody on the call now. Everybody is going to listen later, to Alicia and her spirit tutors, to yourself, to me. And just expand into this beingness, the fullness of you. It has been such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful session today. Thank you so much, Alicia. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. So until next time, my dear friends, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. We'll see you again soon. Bye for now.